but freedom I have none. I've been looking for freedom. I've been looking so long. I've been looking for freedom.
Muy buenas tardes, queridos oyentes. Bienvenidos otra semana más a Great Potatoes, vuestro programa en Spanglish aquí en Radio Enlace, vuestra emisora del barrio. Collins.
Yet another program number 98.
Muy bien, Collins. Has demostrado en público que sabes contar.
Come on.
Collins, estamos bastante orgullosos de estos avances que has hecho en los últimos tiempos.
Oh, me personally, like my personal advances in kind of self development. Is that what you're talking about?
Además, tenemos una sorpresa con nosotros esta semana.
Who could that be?
Don't know.
Mike, welcome back home.
Oh, it's good to be home. My second home, obviously. My first home is in Canillejas.
I thought it was Alabama, like the song.
I've never actually been there, but maybe one day.
It's not your home.
No.
Are you a home?
Well, no, technically I'm not.
Cabrera, how are you?
Muy bien.
I haven't seen you for a long time.
La primavera me está afectando y estoy empezando a hacer pellas.
Dime.
A ausentarme en el en el programa.
And I know I wasn't on last week, but two Fridays ago was the day of the worker. What did everybody else do?
Lo celebramos sin trabajar.
The worker. El trabajador. Solo hay uno.
The day of the worker.
I think the others just stood around.
Watched
and
him.
Supervised the worker.
And we congratulated him. And we were.
I said.
We congratulated him.
The day of the worker. Hopefully, in 4 weeks, we will have 5 million people on the dole.
Cool.
Cabrera. Yeah,
unfortunately, we are not one of them.
No, exactly.
Well, at the moment.
I wish.
I said next month. I wish.
Cabrera, what special effects do you have? Do you have a drum roll effect by any chance? Drum roll.
Yeah, that's difficult.
Look who's here to visit the Brave Potatoes.
Oh my god.
That's surprise, surprise, Mr. Hugo the Boss.
Hugo the Boss.
Surprise.
In for show number 98.
Arrived to... The Brave Potato Show.
And he can't hear you because he hasn't put his headphones on yet.
Un programa de humor aquí, pero
Hugo
know.
The Boss.
Oh!
No hay nadie riéndose.
Welcome back home.
What was this about a comedy show?
Comedy no, show?
I don't see anyone laughing.
This is
You're
not
the comedy.
This is not a comedy anymore. Since you
tragedy.
Leave us.
Es una tragedia.
Tragedy. Tragicomic.
Hugo the Boss no
Mr. Está. Hugo the Boss coming in for show number 98. 99 and 100. Oh, well,
he's
I don't know.
Be here next week and
staying,
the week after.
Are you staying for 2 weeks?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Come on, Hugo.
So Hugo.
Mr. Boss, the looks, que hay unas miradas atónitas aquí en el.
Joder, nos habían dicho que había una sorpresa, pero no sabíamos que Hugo de Boss iba a estar con nosotros.
That was
the
little
programa.
Surprise for you. I flew Hugo over specially for the occasion.
Y la sorpresa general sería si nos hubieses traído una canción. Para este programa.
Hombre, desde luego.
Hugo, creo que nos traes noticias frescas de Gran Bretaña, ¿no?
Sí, bueno, la noticia más importante es que pues yo me voy a casar.
¡Hugo!
En agosto. Muchas gracias.
Nuestro más sentido pésame.
Gracias, tío.
Hugo, can you tell us who you're getting married to?
I'm getting married to the ex-producer of the show, the lovely Christina.
Not the
technician
lovely
Chris.
Our
ex-technician.
Our
lovely,
lovely
Chris.
Technician.
And technician Chris.
Hay muchas miradas celosas por aquí.
Yeah.
And where is she now?
Instead.
Maybe she's busy.
She's working in London at the moment.
She's quite busy at the moment.
Yeah.
It's a shotgun. No, it's not a
Es que soy inglés, es que yo necesito un par de meses nada más, ¿eh? Y luego salen. Well, in English, you know, they come out after a couple of months.
Eso es puntería, muy bien, muy bien. O sea, te has venido aquí y las dejo allí trabajando, ¿no?
Efectivamente.
Eso es muy bien. puede que haya quejas entre nuestros oyentes porque sea una actitud poco igualitaria.
El hombre que, sí, debe... porque es la mujer que siempre tiene que parir al niño. Eso no es justo.
Sí, sí.
No es muy egalitario.
He oído que tu novia te ha comentado que en vuestra relación tú vas a ser el que tenga el bebé, ¿verdad?
No sé, no, sí, no ha hablado del tema conmigo todavía, pero a lo mejor con vosotros.
Sí, nos lo comentó a nosotros.
So, Mr. Boss, how's life treating you? How are the wedding preparations?
Oh, yeah, good, thanks. I only had one thing to do, and I've already done it.
What have you done?
I asked her to marry me. Apparently there's a long list of things to do.
And like, organise your stag do on my 30th birthday so he's not here. That was another one, you bastard.
Well, no. Que no he perdido la puntería de siempre, eh? I haven't lost my...
Has perdido un poquito de rapidez, ¿no?
Yeah. I'm sorry about that, Mike.
Hugo, estamos comentando justo antes del programa las diferencias entre las bodas británicas y las bodas españolas. ¿Cómo planteas la tuya? ¿Va a ser boda en un jardín? ¿Es religiosa o es civil?
No, civil, sí.
¿Os casa? ¿Quién os casa? ¿Un alcalde o...?
Pues el tío del registro civil, yo creo.
Boris Johnson.
Boris Johnson.
Qué bonito.
He's not gay.
Gordon Brown, who will be out of a job by then.
¿Gordon Brown va a casar?
Puede ser.
Ah, muy bien.
Do you know how you say Gordon Brown in Spanish?
El gordo marrón.
Fatty marrón.
Fatty marrón.
Gordon.
Sí, es verdad.
Fatty marrón. Gordon Fatty Brown. Marrón. Yeah. It should make just as much sense. So,
Hugo, ¿te has dado cuenta de todo lo que te has perdido este tiempo?
Ya, yeah. que veo que sigo siendo un programa de humor.
Pero que no funciona. Sigue pretendiendo serlo, pero sin funcionar.
Oh, dear. Don't be too hard.
Entonces, la boda se planea en la campiña británica.
En la campiña británica, efectivamente.
Va a venir un adorable señor del registro civil.
Sí.
A proceder a la firma del documento.
Sí. Y luego bebidas. Yo creo que es la parte más importante.
Ni siquiera va a haber comida, ¿verdad? Quizás algunos quicos
comida,
o aceitunas.
Pues, logo.
Hey, Hugo, enough about all this wedding stuff. What's happening with the stag do?
I don't know. Es algo que me está preocupando, que yo realmente no sé lo que va a pasar con mi fiesta de despedida soltero.
He leído hoy en el periódico que han flitado desde Hong Kong un avión repleto de chinos strippers dirección a Londres. Quizás esté relacionado con tu despedida de soltero.
I heard that they'd shipped in 15 Chinamen and a Zeppelin for an elaborate practical joke.
Anyway, I'm very much looking forward to the stag do.
Good, because I'm not.
I'm looking forward to having two parties because one's been ruined.
I know. The thing is, the problem is, Mike, because that's true. If I'd have thought about it, you're only going to be 30 once. You're only going to have your 30th birthday once, but Hugo might get married four times.
Yeah.
So I should have thought it through before accepting which party.
Like Elizabeth Taylor or something like that. Just rack them up.
Absolutely.
Quiero rendir un homenaje a Hugo, que ha venido desde tan lejos, dedicándole una bonita canción que espero que le guste.
La pura verdad. Esta es la verdad sobre Gibraltar. 1704, el mes de julio, una gran flota viene, suena el cañón, y al archiduque Carlos le rinde nuestra gente, pero no a los ingleses el peñón. Y al archiduque Carlos le rinde nuestra gente, pero no a los ingleses el peñón. Esta es la verdad. Esta es la verdad sobre Gibraltar. Unos años más tarde, por un tratado, hacemos concesiones en Gibraltar, dándole a los ingleses varias atribuciones, pero sin posesión territorial. Dándole a los ingleses varias atribuciones, pero sin posesión territorial. han pasado los años por el peñón y la bandera inglesa ondea al sol. Mas a pesar de todo, el mundo no ha olvidado que Gibraltar será siempre español. Mas a pesar de todo, el mundo no ha olvidado que Gibraltar será siempre español. Esta es la verdad, la pura verdad, esta es la verdad sobre Gibraltar.
Cabrera.
¿Qué temazo?
What's that song called again? Wishful thinking.
Wasting of time o algo así me parece que se llama. No recuerdo el título.
Hugo ha traído una bodega de todo.
Qué bonito.
Yo creo que Mau tiene bodegas o solo con vino.
Hugo nos ha traído un souvenir de.
I've got a cellar.
Nos ha traído un souvenir de Londres, una botella de Mau de un litro.
No, but you don't have to have a bodega. No hace falta que haya vino. Yo tengo una bodega en casa. Que no tengo nada ahí. Una bici antigua. Algo de cemento que ha ido duro. Nada.
Entonces es un trastero.
Sí, pero si está debajo de la casa.
Pues un trastero subterráneo.
¿Cómo se llama una bodega en Cataluña?
Una cava.
¡Bodeg!
Bodeg. Eso es.
Una bodeg.
Botec. Pero bueno, que no sé, seguimos con la cosa, ¿no? Que hay muchas noticias.
Sí, tenemos noticias muy frescas. Recién sacadas de la nevera.
Más y menos frescas, la verdad, pero lo que importa no es la frescura, sino el peso que llevan, ¿no?
Bueno, pues léenos una noticia pesada.
Right, okay. A German, this was from yesterday. At 1:42 p.m. Ya, pero cuando copié y pegué.
Tuesday the 12th of May being yesterday.
No, I think, like, I don't know, the 3rd of April probably, because I copied and pasted this news item quite a while ago, and they haven't updated yesterday. A German woman was involved in 3 car accidents in less than an hour. That left a total of 7 vehicles damaged, but she suffered only slight injuries from the series of mishaps, police said on Tuesday.
Una mujer,
12 Tuesdays ago.
Una mujer tuvo en menos de una hora 3 accidentes. Sí. Collins, quizás era una política de la oposición y quería destrozar la campaña del gobierno sobre seguridad vial. Y ella misma se encargó de romper las estadísticas.
Uf, was conspiración.
Was she taking inspiration from a Dutchman?
A Dutchman
recently had a driving accident whilst trying to attack the royal family.
Oh God! Yeah,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, when you said accident, yeah, that was an unfortunate accident.
That wasn't an accident, mate. No.
Okay. Anyway, the 69-year-old woman from Berlin first crashed into 3 cars while trying to pull out of a supermarket car park on the Baltic resort island of Usedom.
Usedom.
That's a slightly. I don't know.
Usedom significa condón usado en inglés, no?
Sí.
I didn't want to say it.
Feel free.
Then she accidentally stepped on the accelerator and crossed a lawn, like an area of grass, before crashing into a nearby house, police said. She was taken to hospital in an ambulance, but that vehicle was then hit by a truck.
Entonces, la mujer tuvo 2 accidentes seguidos y cuando la llevaron en ambulancia al hospital, el vehículo de la ambulancia tuvo también otro accidente.
Sí, con un camión. Le chocó un camión.
Es cierto que luego la camilla tuvo un accidente dentro del pasillo del hotel también.
Segurísimo.
Britain has some of the safest roads in Europe. But this isn't Britain. This is the Autobahn!
Had a little touch of humour. Yeah. To what would really could have been a tragic story. So,
¿se sabe algo de cómo está ahora la mujer? Estoy preocupado.
Well, if I could just quote Axel Falkenberg.
What?
The Zinovitz police spokesman.
Is he famous in Germany?
Sounds like Chuck Norris's body double. Can you say his name again, please?
Axel Falkenberg.
Falkenberg. Parece el prototipo de un avión. Parece el prototipo de un avión, de un bombardero de la Segunda Guerra Mundial. El Falkenberg.
Yeah.
The brown-haired Axel Falkenberg stretched out his enormous biceps as he reached forward to the microphone as police spokesman.
She was actually fortunate that nobody was hurt in the accident.
Pero
me da igual, said Tim, in Barcelona.
Colin, estaba haciendo una declaración o dando una orden a su...
The accident was a bit like dominoes toppling.
Colin, deberías dejar de ver películas de la Segunda Guerra Mundial. No todos los alemanes dan órdenes.
Schnell, schnell! Handy hoch!
What does that mean?
Corre, corre hacia la ducha.
Okay. All these strange stories from Germany. On Yahoo, oddly enough, there are a lot of German stories, of which we have one after El Sufio...
Well, I actually have a German story. I fear it may be the same.
Yes, it is.
Can I read this one?
It wouldn't be about the strangest lawsuit ever, would it?
Yes. Brilliant.
Okay, go
on. Okay. A judge in Stuttgart, Alemania, is currently trying to decide on a lawsuit in which a man... hired his neighbor to impregnate his wife.
En Stuttgart, una alemana ha pagado a su vecino para que deje embarazada a su mujer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Muy bien.
Well, the name doesn't matter. Dimitrios Sopoulos, 29, and his former beauty queen wife were very keen to have children together.
What's the name of his former beauty queen wife?
Trout.
What was the name?
Croucher.
Trout. Trout.
That's good calling.
Well, I was going to leave it out, so I didn't think it was important. But
Hugo the boss was on form then.
So they were very keen to have a child together. I don't think they mean a threesome. But Demetrius was sterile, so they began to look for other options.
Buscaron otras opciones ya que Demetrius era estéril. Desafortunadamente.
Exactly. Now, the option that they eventually decided on was to hire their neighbor, Frank Maus, who was 34, to impregnate Trout.
Has a mouse ever impregnated a trout before?
Is that legal?
Barely.
Pagaron a su vecino Franco Ratoncito, 34 años, para impregnar a la trucha.
Vale. Efectivamente.
Pero, Mike, ¿es cierto que estos apellidos son falsos y los has inventado para mantener en el anonimato a estos personajes?
Of course, of course.
Ah, menos mal.
So, Mouse, who was already married with two children, agreed to do the job for a fee of 2,000 euros.
I can't imagine the face of the neighbour.
Hard job.
Hang on, so he had to go over his next door neighbour's house, who was an ex-beauty queen, 3 evenings a week for the next 6 months, a total of 72 different times he tried to impregnate this woman. 72 times.
That's a hard job.
Always on the job.
Someone's got to do it. Mm-hmm.
I think he was being underpaid. 2,000 divided by 72 doesn't work out very much, does it?
But if it's only 2 minutes, then it's not bad.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. These Germans.
When his wife, Objective, Mouse explained that he was...
Objected.
What did I say?
Objective. His wife wasn't
She's
objective.
She's never objective. She doesn't understand.
Exactly. She's a
She's
woman.
She's a beauty queen, yeah.
When she...
No, his wife... No. Mouse's wife's not a beauty queen.
She's just a
that
German.
Wouldn't have been allowed. Because if Mouse's wife had objected after 72 times, we have a different word for that, beginning with R. Anyway, carry on.
So,
most ways.
His wife complained and he said he was only doing it for the money. After the unsuccessful 6-month period, Sopoulos insisted that Mouse take a medical examination.
As well.
The doctor concluded that Mouse was also sterile, which forced his wife into admitting that their two children did not belong to him.
Entonces, finalmente, el vecino se hizo las pruebas, ya que no conseguía dejar embarazada a la vecina, y los resultados dieron que era estéril, a pesar de que tenía dos hijos.
Y luego su mujer admitió que realmente los dos hijos no eran de él, sino de otro hombre.
Lo que me llama la atención es que la mujer se quejaba, sí, porque estaba haciendo esto por dinero. Pero no se quejó al tener hijos en otro lado, ¿no?
Igual se quejaba porque sabía lo que iba a pasar.
Quizás lo hizo por dinero.
Porque el pobre ratoncito no iba a ser capaz de impregnar a la otra.
Well, in an attempt to get his money back, Mouse's argument is that he did not guarantee conception, only that he would try his hardest.
I bet he tried very hard.
Iba a intentarlo muy duramente.
Do you think while they were lovemaking, they were listening to David Hasselhoff on their iPod?
Of course they were. Probably not with earphones. Probably they had it on one of those
on
iPod speakers.
You've got iPod speakers, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Can you ask him if he's got an iPod?
Have you got an iPod, Gareth?
I have an MP3 player.
So that doesn't actually work with the speaker then?
I haven't tried, actually. It probably... I don't know.
Most people would have an iPod and then get the speakers, but, you know, you are a maverick.
Yeah.
For example, you'd probably drive 40 miles per hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone if you wanted to get somewhere quickly.
For example. So, anyway.
When moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets, and love will steer the stars, is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius.
Michael Sucio, he oído que nos vas a deleitar con un auténtico temazo en directo, aquí, en Radio Enlace. Sí, traga la cerveza antes de... Mike, ¿qué nos has traído? ¿Con qué nos vas a deleitar?
Is it not singing time yet?
Yeah, it is.
It is singing time. Well, I am going to sing a wonderful song that was famous in Spain, famous all around the world. Some people call her an artist. I would call her a poet. Her name is Desiree.
Desiree.
Exactly. And this song is called Life, or, as I'm going to sing it, Vida.
Vida. Vamos con ello. Mike.
Harmonía tanto de standing.
Oof. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
One time.
Hola, vida. Hola, vida. Tengo miedo a la oscuridad, sobre todo cuando estoy en el parque. Cuando no hay nadie más, me produce escalofríos. No quiero ver una fantasma, es la visión que me temo lo más. Preferiría tomar una tostada, pero el telediario de la noche. La vida, oh la vida, oh la vida, oh la vida. Ah, 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 la vida. Hola vida, hola vida, hola vida. Ah, ah, ah. Soy una chica supersticiosa, soy la peor persona del mundo. Nunca ando debajo de las escaleras, guardo el rabo de un conejo. Aceptaré tu reto a cualquier hora, en cualquier sitio. Pon el nombre al sitio y ahí estaré. Puenting me da igual. La vida, hola vida. Oh, la vida, oh, la vida, ah, 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 la vida, oh, la vida, oh, la vida, ah, ah, la vida, ah, 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 ah,
yeah,
jeje. Después.
Yeah,
timing.
Después de...
One time.
Después de que todo está dicho y hecho, sé que no soy el único. La vida de hecho se puede disfrutar si tienes ganas. A veces viviendo tus sueños no es tan fácil como parece. ¿Quieres hacer una vuelta por el mundo en un bonito globo aerostático? La vida, la vida, oh, la vida, la vida. La vida.
14 veces.
La vida, la vida, la vida, la vida. La vida, la vida, la vida.
Sounds coming naturally.
La vida,
la vida. Boy band. There's an important lesson to us all this.
If you really want to.
Hemos aprendido.
I do really want to.
Hemos aprendido mucho con esta canción, ¿eh?
Sobre todo lo de la tostada, ¿eh? ¿Qué es eso de la tostada?
La tostada me ha encantado.
¿Le gusta más la tostada que la vida o no sé qué?
Preferiría tomar una tostada, ver el telediario de la noche en vez de ver un fantasma.
Ah, yo también. Pero casualidad.
Si se puede elegir, yo prefiero tostada también.
Sí, pero sí. Depende mucho. Si estamos hablando del telediario, depende mucho del programa, ¿no? Que si es de Telemadrid, pues.
Claro que sí.
Una basura, pero si es otra cosa.
That's true, but would you rather see a ghost?
Or have a piece of toast. Somebody told her, right, when you write a song, it has to rhyme. Nobody listens to the lyrics.
Ah, o sea, que solo lo hizo porque rimaba, aunque no tuviese sentido.
I would imagine so, but...
Originally she said lost, but then she realized it doesn't rhyme with ghost. I think that's what it was.
Or she was going to say tossed, but she realized that would be a little bit rude.
Ironically, if she did walk through a park on her own in the night, she might be unseen.
So...
If she ran very quickly.
If she was... Anyway, on that bombshell...
Bueno, tenemos como siempre nuestro reloj de cuco personal que nos anuncia la llegada del fin del programa. Collins, quiero recordar a nuestros oyentes que hemos cambiado de correo electrónico. Nuestra dirección de correo electrónico...
Why?
For some reason. Nuestra nueva dirección de correo electrónico para todos, emails, sugerencias de canciones y demás... Ahora es breakpotatoesradio, brave potato de radio, todo junto, @gmail.com.
Ah, bravepotatoesradio, all together, @gmail.com.
Ahí podéis mandarnos todas las sugerencias que queráis para canciones, para noticias.
Para invitados especiales.
Como siempre,
guests.
A vuestra disposición, como estaremos la próxima semana a la misma hora. Espero teneros a todos aquí, Mike, Hugo, Collins.
Adeo.
Adeo.